New AOPA President Craig Fuller releases a New Year's Day video message to members. Phil Boyer heads our list of 2008 heroes. And ANN announces our 2008 Plane of the Year. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast, and Happy New Year. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, January 1st, 2009. The start of the new year makes official the start of the Craig Fuller era at the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Era really is the right word, with AOPA presidents so far serving terms averaging more than two decades each. Fuller will have ample time and a great platform for influencing the future of general aviation as it faces a full transition to GPS navigation, pressure on small airports which will only increase, and attacks from overzealous security buffs. In a New Year's video greeting to members, Fuller commented, quote, "I see a year of challenges, but I also see a year of opportunities. Much work has already begun with the new Obama administration. We've met with the transition team, and those officials have been concerned about the issues that concern all of us," unquote. In his letter to President-elect Barack Obama, Fuller wrote in part, quote, "Aviation is an integral part of this country's infrastructure and economy, and I can assure you that AOPA is ready to work with you on the pressing issues facing the aviation industry. Top among these challenges are aviation safety, modernizing the nation's air traffic control system, long-term financing of aviation infrastructure, aviation security, and responding to environmental issues," unquote. Fuller also called for the appointment of a strong FAA administrator to lead the agency through those same challenges. Outgoing AOPA President Phil Boyer tops the heroes side of AeroNews Network's 2008 Heroes and Heartbreakers list. As ANN's editor-in-chief Jim Campbell wrote, quote, "Phil Boyer has been the uncommon aviation leader, a guy who knew what he wanted to do, got it done, and was aggressive in pursuing an agenda that benefited the world of general aviation in ways that will be felt for generations. A guy with a tremendous amount of media savvy, no shyness of hard work, a consummate organizer, and a passionate aviator, Phil Boyer led AOPA in a way that had never been seen before," unquote. Boyer's recent comments about retirement mentioned nothing about a rocking chair, but he did say that after working pretty much continuously since age 17, now, at age 66, he looks forward to, quote, "having more control over my schedule," unquote. It's hard to imagine we've seen or heard the last of Phil Boyer. You can read the entire 2008 Heroes and Heartbreakers list at aero-news.net. In addition to looking back on the people who made news in 2008, this is the time of year we announce ANN's Plane of the Year. In a time when so many terrific products are out there, ANN's Jim Campbell had to make the call. The list for 2008 is headed by the Cirrus SR22 GTS Turbo. In addition to a third-generation airframe that's been through significant refinements, Cirrus has equipped this plane with a Garmin-based Cirrus Perspective avionics system, including synthetic vision and Garmin's GFC 700 autopilot, enhanced vision, and a Tornado Alley turbo-normalized engine upgrade. Perhaps the most impressive aspect of the plane is the level at which the integration of all these goodies has produced a well-balanced whole. You can read Jim's review at aero-news.net and watch for ANN's choices in specific categories, ranging from light sport to multi-engine turbine, over the next few days. Up next on ANN, Embraer meets yet another deadline in the rollout of the Phenom 100. The U.S. Air Force is providing medevac support for the Army in Afghanistan. And MT composite propellers are now STC'd for many Cessnas. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for January 1st, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Embraer has met yet another predicted milestone in its light jet program, the first customer delivery of a Phenom 100. In early December, Embraer announced Brazilian certification of the plane and predicted FAA approval would soon follow. When the FAA signed off just a couple days later, the company then predicted the first customer delivery before the end of the year. Embraer has also beat that deadline, with a delivery to U.S. buyers Jim and Betsy Frost on Christmas Eve. The plane was officially handed over in São José dos Campos, Brazil, and then ferried back to the U.S. The Frosts live in Houston, Texas, where Betsy runs a family partnership in real estate and mineral holdings and is a CFI with thousands of hours logged over the past 15 years. Jim manages new business projects and has been flying since age 16. Embraer Executive VP Luis Carlos Afonso said the Frosts, quote, have been with us since day one, not only as customers, but also as invaluable contributors on the program advisory board, unquote. The Phenom 100's FAA certification includes day and night, VFR and IFR, and flight into known icing. With a max takeoff weight of a little over 10,000 pounds, the plane just misses the definition of a very light jet. While many of us were relaxing after Christmas and planning New Year's Eve parties, a group of Air Force Reserve Command airmen from the 920th Rescue Wing in Florida departed Patrick Air Force Base on the last leg of a 14-month deployment to Afghanistan in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. About 40 helicopter aircrew members, maintenance specialists, and logistics and support personnel gathered with friends and families at the wing's helicopter squadron facility for tearful farewells on Saturday, December 27th. The reservists will be replacing a similar-sized group of rescue wing airmen already in Afghanistan, supporting the U.S. Army medical evacuation operation. The medevac deployment, which began in February, marks the first time the 920th has undertaken the role for the Army. The reservists are due to return in early summer. A supplemental type certificate has been received by Flight Resource of Bloomer, Wisconsin, for installation of MT composite propellers on Cessna models ranging from the 180 through the 210. The approved model list includes turbos and most aircraft that have previously installed engine upgrades from popular shops including Peaponk, Texas Skyways, John Jewell, Whip Air, and others. Flight Resource is the world's largest volume distributor of MT propellers and holds other STCs for MT retrofits. MT props are made in Germany and feature stainless steel leading edges on high-thrust Scimitar blades and have no life limits. Electric or fluid de-ice and MT's patented high-glow Kevlar spinner are available options. The company says Cessna owners who switch to MT composite from their original forged aluminum props will enjoy reduced vibration, improved performance, and no RPM range restrictions or airworthiness directives. Service is provided by over 24 MT-certified prop shops around the U.S. You can find out more at www.flightresource.com. Still ahead, some welcome good news from the light jet world. AOPA's Pro-GA Coalition reaches 4,000 members, and ANN welcomes the latest crop of master instructors. You're listening to Aero News.
Welcome to Cirrus Design, maker of the world's best-selling personal aircraft, the sleek SR-22. Cirrus planes feature the latest technologies and are equipped with an exclusive, life-saving parachute system. It is our mission to make personal aviation safe, affordable, and convenient. At Cirrus, we offer a test drive like no one else in the business.
We're back to wrap up the first Aero Briefing of 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Despite recent negative general media stories and attacks from Congress, business aviation is generating positive news as 2009 begins. TWC Aviation has announced it is adding two Cessna Citation Mustangs and three Beechcraft Premiers to its otherwise large cabin charter fleet. The company says the smaller jets will be ideal for running 2 to 4 passengers on hops such as Los Angeles to Oakland or San Diego to Scottsdale. TWC Aviation is a privately owned, independent company that provides aircraft management, aircraft sales and acquisitions, worldwide jet charter, and aircraft maintenance services. The company is headquartered at Van Nuys Airport in California and has aircraft based at Van Nuys and also at Santa Ana, Oakland, Hayward, and San Diego, California, also at Las Vegas, Phoenix, Washington, D.C., and Hong Kong. As the user fee clouds started gathering 2 years ago, AOPA reached out to educate, then enlist the help of, many organizations which depend on general aviation to create a coalition called the Alliance for Aviation Across America. Starting with just 100 members, the Alliance celebrates the start of 2009 by announcing that the National Farmers Organization has just become the alliance's 4,000th member organization. Other members which have joined the coalition in recognition of the support they receive from General Aviation are as diverse as the League of Rural Voters, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, the American Corn Growers Association, the Independent Cattlemen of Texas, Air Care Alliance, and the National Agricultural Aviation Association. The alliance promises to continue in 2009 to increase awareness about general aviation and protect the communities that rely on small aircraft. And finally, along with welcoming the new year, ANN is pleased to welcome the latest crop of new master flight instructors to receive their credentials in December from the National Association of Flight Instructors. Becoming a master CFI requires involvement in the industry beyond instruction itself, peer review, and continuing education. If you bump into any of these folks, I mean hopefully on the ground, offer them congratulations. Pamela Stafford is the founder and owner of Stafford Executive Pilot Training, providing flight and ground instruction at several airports in Kansas. She also offers primary and advanced ground training through Johnson County Community College. Ted Matthews is a flight and ground instructor at the Aspen Flying Club at Denver's Centennial Airport. He also serves as a FAST team representative in the FAA's Denver-FISDO area. Jellica Maddock is a flight and ground instructor with Flight School Hawaii, a Cessna Pilot Center at Honolulu International Airport. She's also active in the 99s and serves as a FAST team representative in the FAA's Honolulu-FISDO area. Nick James is a flight and ground instructor with Dodgen Aircraft at Padgham Field Airport in Michigan. He specializes in multi-engine and initial CFI training, as well as high-performance and complex aircraft checkouts. And James Hilliard is the head flight instructor and manager of performance flight training at Lincoln Airport in Nebraska. He specializes in primary and instrument flight training, as well as advanced avionics training. Out of 92,000 certified flight instructors, there are only about 600 master CFIs. Congratulations to the latest additions to the best of the best. That's the latest from Aero News. Don't forget to catch ANN's special feature, which returns today. My guest is 2008 National CFI of the Year, Max Trescott, here to announce his GAMI Awards for the best and worst in general aviation in 2008, and to look ahead optimistically to the new year just started. And if you're making New Year's resolutions, how about resolving to make your life easier by subscribing to our AeroCasts? That way, whenever your Zune starts working again, you can receive them automatically. You can do it through iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, or at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Happy New Year, and have a clear and unlimited day.